The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry Bader Show. I actually had something pithy and witty that has nothing to do with the topics that I want to start this hour with. That's why I almost missed the open there, because like, what was I going to say? And I still can't think of it. There was just it was one of those observational things from life, and I was just going to throw it out there, and phew, Jason and I engaged in some small talk right before I opened the mic, and poof, whiff, it's gone. I'm in my early 50s, and my memory issues have been getting really bad lately. And what I mean by memory issues, actually, this one is interesting. Talk about irony. I'm thinking of talking about this because I couldn't remember what I was going to talk about. I mean, like leaving the keys in the door, setting something down, and poof, having no idea where I put it. It's getting really bad. Really, really bad. Forgetting stuff. My wife panicked because she thought she lost her wallet and cell phone. I had misplaced it in the house. It's just the last couple of months. Losing weight shouldn't do that. In fact, it should improve it. But I don't know. All right. Yesterday, just before the show started, Democratic gubernatorial candidate. Really? Yeah, keep that one to yourself. I can't share that on the air. I like Jason too much. Anywho, Democratic gubernatorial candidate. Now, everyone's wondering, would you kill somebody? What did you embezzle? I'll just say this. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't embezzle. It's much worse than that. It really is. Now they're going to wonder, what the hell did he do? I'm not talking, and I guarantee you Jason isn't. So any prospects? No. Okay. All right. When did the mishap occur? I can't wait to hear this. Okay. All right. This isn't fair. This is not, because now, all right, Jason's fine. He's not dying. Everything's fine. That's all I can say. That's all I can say about that. Just before the show yesterday, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke unveiled her jobs plan. It's 40 pages long, and this is really weird. Our printer won't print the whole thing. We must have a conservative printer here. I tried three times, and it just goes to page 8. So our printer must feel the way I do. This is so stupid, I'm not reading any more of this. You know what, Bader? I'm not actually going to waste any more dead trees on this crap. We have a rebellious printer. This is insightful. Our printer knows how stupid this plan is. It's like, no, I'm not printing any more of this garbage. You can just read it off the screen. Actually, I'm not even going to do that. She has 5 elements to this. Clusters of opportunity. Strategy 2, closing the degree gap and connecting middle-class working people to 21st century jobs. Fluff. It is a cluster, all right. I told you that yesterday. 3, investing in the ideas and entrepreneurs who will create the next generation of growth businesses. That's the one. Actually, there are a couple of here that I really want to focus on. Investing in the ideas and entrepreneurs who will create the next generation of growth businesses. Allow me to translate. You didn't build that. The government has to pump all this money in, and by the way, this includes corporate welfare that I disagree with from time to time, but that government has to provide this platform. If you have an idea
that people are going to buy. You don't need government to prop you up. This is the classic government grows jobs. No, as a matter of fact, it doesn't. Here's what's really interesting. Now, listen to this criticism. Let me see. I've got several stories on this. This is from Democrat Brett Halsey, who, as Media Trackers points out in sharing this story, is not exactly a thought leader on the Democratic side. In fact, he's perceived as kind of a nut. But here's what he tweeted. My Get Working Again plan better than Mary Burke's snow job plan. Invest in job training, schools, energy jobs. Well, she seems to say all that without actually saying all that. It seems as though she doesn't want to be caught saying all that. But she really is basically saying government can just do all of these things. Now, Right Wisconsin also addresses this as well. Same old pap. Recycling isn't just for plastic bottles anymore. It apparently also works for worn out, tired ideas. This is, and as everybody's pointing out, if this is such a brilliant plan, why didn't she come up with it when she was Commerce Secretary? Further, the clusters. She's just talking about sectors that are interactive, that supply and demand each other. They're already there. They already exist. And there's nothing new there. And what's government supposed to do to help them? But the big thing is, yeah, these startups. These startups, they need government money. They can't just do this on their own, you know. Really? How much government welfare did Trek Bicycle get? Her family company, which, by the way, she had a minor peripheral role, and she makes it sound like she founded it. She damn near does. And this is an important point. Most startup success stories occur despite or in spite of government, not because of it. One of the biggest lies out there is that the government created the internet. Do you know what a joke that is? That's like saying Alexander Graham Bell invented the cell phone. That's about what it's like. By the way, that's one of my better analogies. The internet was this, just it's just that, a network of computers that universities used and was forbidden by law from using for commercial purposes. The private sector looked at that and thought, here's a lot of things we can do with this. And ultimately, we're going to make money on this. The internet that you know today was built entirely by the private sector. Here's an even better analogy. That the Wright brothers invented the 747. Now, what did they do? Well, they developed heavier-than-air flight. That's what they did, motorized flight. That was an important concept. And by the way, they were responsible for some additional developments as well. The Wright Flyer is not where they stopped, don't get me wrong. But modern aircraft, or saying the Wright brothers put man on the moon. The principle of flight, heavier than air, motorized flight, was important. It was earth-changing, world-changing, no question. But it was also the private sector, not the government. And this doesn't get reported often enough. Do you know that there was someone who had been commissioned by the U.S. government to develop motorized, heavier-than-air flight? He failed miserably. He was given a big federal grant. I can't think of his name right now. I'll tell you what it is in 5 minutes. All Mary Burke's plan is the government will create jobs. Boy, that's original. It's 9:16.
The Jerry Bader Show. WTAQ.